Well, good morning. We are very blessed today with grace upon grace. We have extra blessings beyond the blessings the Lord normally pours forth upon us. In your church bulletin, you have an insert from the Gideons, an organization that I have been a big fan of for a very, very long time. And today, we are very blessed to have a speaker from the Gideons, Mr. David Johnson, who's with us, and he's going to give us just a short report on the activities and how we can partner with them. So, Mr. Johnson. Thank you.
Fine, I'm going home. That's what a woman told her boyfriend in the Central African Republic. What happened was it all started because he was going on a business trip and he had a very important decision to make. Should he take his wife or his girlfriend? The wife or the girlfriend. So he chose to take the girlfriend on this trip. So at the motel, she unpacked while he sat down, and he noticed this blue book sitting on the table. So he picked it up and looked at it. I don't know what verses he read, but in a matter of minutes, he was convicted of his sin. And so when she came back and said, "Okay, everything's put away," he said, "We can't be here like this. This is wrong." And so she said, "Okay, fine." She packed up, took a taxi, and left. But meanwhile, he had to stay for meetings. So every spare moment he had, he read that New Testament. And in the very back, it talks about how you can accept Christ. It's God's plan of salvation, God's GPS. So he read that, signed his name on the back, and he left, and when he arrived home, he found a pastor of a small church, and he said, "Can you tell me more about this Jesus that I've been reading about in this book?" And so today, that man and his family are Christians, and he's also a Gideon. So who are the Gideons? Well, the Gideons have been around for a long time, since 1899, and they've been able to put Bibles in hotels, share the gospel. This, as an example, this is an old Bible, over 100 years old. This was one of the first Bibles that they put in hotel rooms. If you want to see it afterwards, you're welcome to take a look at it. It just kind of gives a perspective of how long we've been around. Basically, the Gideons place Bibles in the various traffic lanes of life. We go to hotels, motels, we go to school, public schools, we go to hospitals, the military, just on and on. And if maybe you've been in the hospital room and you forgot your Bible, it happened to me, and I said, "Oh, do you have a Bible?" "Yep, brought the Gideon Bible." So as members of local churches like yours, the Gideons visit congregations like yours, and we just want you to know, you know, what we're doing and how God is using the seeds that are being sown. We're basically an extension of the local church. So we're like a missionary arm of the church. You know, what better thing can a person do than to hand out God's word? Can you think of anything better than that? I mean, because God's word does not return void. By God's grace, this last year, over 10 million scriptures in the United States alone. And the interesting thing is, 1 million of that was Texas. But 10 million in the United States were handed out. 1.6 billion scriptures have been handed out since Gideon started. And if you were to snap your fingers, every second there's a scripture given out all around the world. God's word is powerful. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. There's a story. 1996, there was this man in a hotel room. His name was Elliot Osowit. He'd been raised in a Jewish home, and it was Christmas Eve. His wife, Polly, had locked him out of the house. Let me make sure my time is good. Okay. But who could blame her? He had not been a good husband or father. He had traveled the world. He had pursued his own interests. And he was engaged in a lot of immoral activities. Even while his wife, Polly, was home recovering from cancer and taking care of grandchildren. And this is what he was doing, you know, not too good. So there was there was Elliot in Jefferson, North Carolina, Christmas Eve, in a motel, alone, with a gun by his side. He was going to, this was it. He was going to take his life. But he noticed there was this book. And he thought, oh, that's one of those Bibles. It was sitting on the TV. So he took that Bible, and he swiped it across the, it landed on the floor. But interesting enough, it opened to a verse. And that verse is John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So that's what opened up. That was open, laying on the floor, opened, and he saw that. So he started reading. For the next 3 days, he read that Bible. And he came back home Sunday morning early, and the keys had been changed already. He banged on the door. He says, Polly, please let me in. She wouldn't let him in, but he kind of talked to her through the door, and she let him in. They both decided to go to church that Sunday, and they both accepted Christ. They got their whole family back together because there was a lot of things going on with the family. Today he's a pastor in North Carolina. But he said all of this because of one Bible in one room, one night. Then he adds, thank God for the Gideons and the work that they do. If it wasn't for the Gideons, I would be dead and in hell tonight. So the key verse of the Gideons, a lot of you know this verse, Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereto I send it. So these kind of stories that I've shared, and there's a lot more stories. Time won't allow there's tons of stories that will just bless you. It's amazing. But they'll continue to happen as we're able to get more scriptures out and as the Holy Spirit uses these scriptures to win more people to the Lord. The Gideons have been active in this area. We were just at the University of Texas. Sam Schoquist and Linda. Sam is the former president of Gideons of Texas. And there he is right there. We were there and along with about 40 other Gideons just about 3 months ago. Believe it or not, in 4.5 hours, amazing, there's about 40 or 50 Gideons, we handed 6,000 scriptures out to those students. And a lot of them are very liberal, as you know. A lot of them didn't take them, but a lot of them did, and we got 6,000 out. So we have something else that's really kind of interesting, if I could find it. Oh, somewhere. I guess I must have left it on the table. But there's a thing called the Life Book, and it's the Gospel of John, and it's got the plan of salvation. And what happens is a lot of times the Gideons are not able to hand out Bibles because it's getting more and more strict. So what we can do is the youth minister or the pastor can sign up and get 500 or 1,000 of these sent to the church free of charge. And these little books are just a little paperback book, and the children, the kids, can hand that from within, infiltrate from within. They can give it to their friends, because somebody said there's nothing scarier than old men with Bibles standing on the corner. So that's just a joke, but that's what they're thinking. And so now the kids can give it. So if the pastor is interested, you know, I've got a form they can, or they can just go on gideons.org and sign up for that. Anyway, you may be wondering how you can help. There's several ways you can help. You can pray. We need prayer that God will continue to bless this ministry. And also, you can pray to see if maybe you'd like to be a Gideon. If you'd like to be a Gideon, talk to Sam or Linda or myself afterwards. We'll have an application for you, because we really need help. Also, by giving financially, there is, in the very back, there's one of these. And it has a little tab that you can tear out, send it in with a gift if you're interested. There's also something called Friends of Gideons. This is a cool deal because it just started a month ago. Maybe you don't want to be a Gideon. Maybe you can't be a Gideon for some reason, but you want to give to the ministry. And you would like to be able to order these little Bibles. And only Gideons can order them. But now, if you're a friend of a Gideon, you can order these. You can say, I'm going to just give $10 a month, and they'll take it out of your checking account or credit card, or $50 a month, or $100, whatever you want to do. And then that gives you the right to order these. Also, there's on the very back, you see that card rack. You're entitled to use those cards. And we'd like to ask you just to give a little gift, if you could, because all the money that you give to the Gideons goes to printing scriptures. They're $1.25 each, these. And the Bibles for the hotels and other places are $5 each. We are unpaid volunteers. We don't get paid for this. We're just a ministry. So the money that is given just goes to printing Bibles. Anyway, just like to thank you for allowing us to come today and bless you all.